another game where, you know, another win, but also another game where we've dominated the ball. And I thought tonight, all over the park, we played some really, really good football. And we had to be patient because I think when you have so much of the ball, the players fall into a little sense of they should be up. And when it's nil-nil, you end up going a bit off the plan because you've had so much ball but not enough goals. So I thought they were really patient, got the goal, and then, you know, went from strength to strength.
Huge amount of possession tonight. Is that the best performance this season by the team?
I think it was probably the best performance. We managed the game so well today. You know, we're playing up against the champions of two previous seasons here, and a team that has players that have played together for two full seasons, but also been successful. So to dominate them in the way that we did and to come away with a win where, you know, the girls in there, they wish they could play on. They want to keep playing, really. So that's a really pleasing thing for me.
This match has been in the diary as a kind of a big one in terms of the title race for a long time. Obviously, your match in hand. How important was it to get this one out of the way and get those 3 points?
Yeah, really pleasing, because I think when it's a game in hand, you always, when you add up your total of points, you always add the three on as if you're going to win it. It's just naturally what you do, I think. And what you can get complacent then in thinking that you've already won it before you start. So that was the main message this week was, you know, we have a job to do and actually just play our way. I said right before kickoff, just play the same way that you've performed, keep doing the same things, and we'll be okay. And, you know, another clean sheet, I'm immensely proud of that.